My thoughts on spiritual traditions. Please share your thoughts on the following traditions or teaching institutions. Now I've got a list of many different traditions. I have to admit I don't like to talk too much about others, except that I want to show my respect and pay homage to them. Swami Rama, Sadaka, Grama, ashrams and institutions in the name of Swami Rama, Himalayan Institute, I assume this means. It's an important institution which is similar to our own tradition in the sense of Vedanta, Yoga, Sutra, Bhakti Yoga, Hatha Yoga. So it's an institution which is important that it has a similar approach as our Yoga Vidya tradition. Asha Vidya and Guru Kula belonging to the Swami Dayananda Saraswati Parampara. Swami Dayananda Saraswati is a traditional Vedantic teacher who studies the works of Shankaracharya and the Yoga Sutra, the Brahma Sutra, as well as Bhagavad Gita. And so a very important traditional Vedanta tradition. And Gurukula, it also, that it has an educational approach and wants to also teach children in the traditional system of intellectual, artistic and physical as well as spiritual education. So the Swami Dayananda is very important to apply the Gurukula educational system also in India to students of a young age, children, especially boys and girls. Belur Math and the Ramakrishna Order. Ramakrishna Order, very important spiritual institution up to today, very important also as Vedanta Society in the West. They teach Vedanta in the tradition of Ramakrishna and Vivekananda. They teach Bhakti Yoga, Raja Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, and very active as in social service. Bhakti Vedanta College, that is the tradition of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. So the Hare Krishna movement, also called Bhakti Vedanta College, and they try to teach also the Bhakti movement to children and students. Divine Life Society and its branches. Of course, you could say it's our grandfather tradition. Yoga Vidya is basically an offshoot of Shivananda Yoga Vedanta of Swami Vishnu, which is an offshoot of Divine Life Society. So Divine Life Society is where I feel very much at home. Vedanta Forest Academy, basically today it's an institution which teaches 2 months courses on yoga and Vedanta, and I would be very happy if they could develop more the original meaning as academy and university. Shivananda Yoga Vedanta Centers, you could say it's our mother organization, even though we don't have much contact, but I learned and studied with Swami Vishnadevananda, and the teachings of Yoga Vidya is very much in line with the teaching of Swami Vishnu. Of course, we have expanded on these teachings also and have our own approach. Well, Yoga Vidya, it's our own teaching system. I talked about that in other questions. The Bihar School of Yoga and Teaching Places associated with Swami Satyananda Saraswati, an important institution which links the Vedanta with Tantra and has developed of Yoga Nidra and of Tantric meditation techniques, special kind of Hatha Yoga, also special kind of movement exercises for mobilization of joints. They also try to teach children and so on. So, again, an important spiritual institution. Self-Realization Fellowship is the institution that Paramahamsa Yogananda developed, headquarters in America, spreading their teachings also in other continents. Also in Germany you have Self-Realization Fellowship. So I can always only say my high respect for these institutions. And one of their offshoots is Ananda Village, and the center is related to Swami Kriyananda. They also do very good work and teach the teaching of Swami Kriyananda. You have the Ma Anandamayi Sangha of Sri Anandamayi Ma, Children of Ma Anandamayi Foundation. Anandamayi Ma, a very important spiritual teacher in the 20th century, a female teacher. She was also a friend of Swami Chidananda, who was the head of the Divine Life Society. It's an important, and also at Yoga Vidya, certain teachings of Anandamayi Ma also got introduced with us, as we had long years and strong associations with one strong disciple of Swami, of Anandamayi Ma, Sumitra. So she's an important inspiration for us also. Omkarananda Ashram. Swami Omkarananda was a disciple of Swami Shivananda. For a while, the Omkarananda centers were strong in Austria and Switzerland, and the Omkarananda Ashram is very strong in Rishikesh. Then we have the Chinmaya Mission, and those who follow the teachings of Swami Chinmayananda, who was a disciple of Swami Shivananda and of another Vedanta guru. And then we have Sri Aurobindo Society, and Aurobindo, Auroville, very important. So I can only express my gratitude and my respect towards all these great institutions.